attention has been on the coronavirus pandemic for the last couple of months, and of course the economic fallout as a result of the coronavirus. But as all that's happening, the federal government is set to propose budget cuts and rollbacks on safety regulations that could put our clean water at risk. Nathan Murphy is a former environmental policy analyst for the Michigan Senate and legislative staff with the Michigan House of Representatives. He currently works as the state director of Environment Michigan, and he's online with us right now. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Paul?
Doing all right. I know your organization wants to put pressure on elected officials to make sure that at-risk households have access to clean water for sanitation so everybody can wash their hands. How has that effort been going?
Well, you know, the progress is being made, and it varies by where you are in the state. We are still concerned that, you know, not every database for every water system is up to date, and people might be falling through the cracks. We're really concerned with what happens after the governor's executive order is lifted, and the block of disconnecting people ends. We're concerned that a lot of people that had their water shut off are just going to get their water shut off again, but we're still going to have COVID-19 around. The risk of getting sick because you don't have access to water for personal hygiene is still going to be there.
Has that been addressed at all in the CARES Act or any of the other federal emergency funding that's been made available, the ability to perhaps use that in communities that that need to make sure that they have clean water available?
Not yet. My folks in D.C. are telling me we're going to get more legislation to help. We are pushing for some sort of help to communities to keep people connected to water and help keep them safe in this pandemic.
What concerns you right now in terms of what some of these federal rollbacks may be or budget cuts? What are you seeing happening in Washington that could have a negative impact on Michigan?
Well, there's a handful of things. I want to start with, in response to the COVID pandemic, the Environmental Protection Agency has said they're relaxing their oversight of regulated industries. So if a company can say they can't monitor, they can't report, they can't keep track of their pollution because of COVID-19, there's not going to be any penalties. And, you know, I think it's fine to be understanding that being shut down or having limited personnel during the pandemic is a thing. I'm worried very much so that we're putting the fox in charge of the hen house here. We've tried that. It doesn't work. So we're really concerned about the lack of oversight. On top of that, the federal government they're either in process or they've already completed relaxing 98 different federal regulations. And there was an article about that in the New York Times last week. Just for water, that's 11 different rollbacks. And when you count 19 for drilling and 11 for infrastructure, those sorts of rules also can affect water quality depending on what they are. So we're really concerned about a lot of things going on at the federal level that could hurt our water quality here in Michigan.
I mean, did we learn nothing from Flint? You would think that would have ratcheted up oversight of water, in not just Michigan, but other states as well.
Well, Paul, that's a great point. And, you know, that led Michigan to update its lead and copper rule to protect our communities because the federal government wasn't moving quickly enough. And it's not just lead, and it's not just a Flint thing. We still have 400,000 lead service lines across the state. We still have lead plumbing and fixtures in buildings, including schools and daycares, and that's really concerning. We also have other issues like PFAS, the industrial chemical that's been broadly used, that at the latest report on our state website, over 80 sites have contaminated groundwater across Michigan. And, you know, we sit in the middle of 20% of the world's fresh water. It's absurd that we now have real serious concerns about providing fresh, safe drinking water for our families.
Why is the federal government making it harder to protect our clean water here in Michigan?
Well, you know, I think the answer at one level is we have an administration in D.C. that's changing the rules in response to asks from the regulated community. And different administrations will be responding differently to those asks. We know that the administration has done rollbacks that the regulated community doesn't even support. For example, the clean car standards that got rolled back, the Detroit automakers weren't even supportive of the final version that got published. And when we see that kind of stuff, we're very concerned.
You know, in a normal year, this would be, great campaign fodder. You know, you'd see a lot of conversation about clean water, but obviously everybody is hyper-focused on COVID-19 and the economy. How do you get this back into the national conversation?
Well, that's a great question. And, rightly so, people should be focused on the pandemic. We haven't seen anything like this, arguably, since the 1918 flu. We continue to talk to the public. We continue to talk to our members across the state of Michigan, and we continue to talk to decision makers, whether at the local, state, or federal level, and just keep reminding people these issues are still out there. Something like PFAS is not going away anytime soon. Something like access to affordable, clean, safe water, that's not going away anytime soon. And it's just like any other news cycle in some ways that you're always sort of competing with other things. Now we just have this one big, huge, very scary thing while everyone else's issues are kind of in the background.
Of course, we are surrounded by water in Michigan, in particular here in our thumb area. For people that are concerned about this, Nathan, what can they do? How can they make their voices heard?
Vote. That's the biggest thing. We don't have enough people voting, and voting is a way to get your voice heard. Beyond that, get to know your local elected officials. Get to know your state elected officials. I know your representatives in the state house and in the state senate typically have in-district coffee hours on a regular basis. Show up and ask them what's going on. Show up and say, hey, I'm concerned. I see the news about the PFAS contamination in Oscoda. What do we know about it here in Port Huron? Ask those questions, ask the hard questions, and get out and vote.
There you go. Good advice. Nathan, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks for bringing this to light, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.